From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, May 14th. Coming up, for 64 University of Illinois students on the Illini rowing team, morning start before dawn and out on the water. We'll spend a morning with the team on Clinton Lake, coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Governor J.B. Pritzker's office is shielding itself from blame in the massive COVID outbreak at a state-run veterans home that killed 36 residents last fall. As Hannah Meisel reports, a top Pritzker staffer says she was misled by those closer to the crisis.
More than a quarter of the LaSalle home's residents ended up dying after testing positive for COVID during the outbreak. A damning report examining the outbreak found lax COVID protocols were partially to blame. But Deputy Governor Sol Flores told lawmakers Thursday she was led to believe things on the ground were fine.
I was not aware that the policies and protocols were not being followed. We were told that they were being followed.
State Representative Deanne Mizaki, a Republican from Elmhurst, didn't buy that explanation.
To me, a good leader doesn't just assume that things are happening. A good leader actually checks to make sure that things are happening.
Mizaki and other Republicans are calling for an investigation into possible criminal negligence by those close to the outbreak. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Six Flags Great America is offering 50,000 free tickets for newly vaccinated Illinoisans in an effort to rev up the state's stalled COVID vaccination progress. In addition to distributing the tickets to local health departments and mobile vaccine clinics targeting under-vaccinated neighborhoods, the Illinois National Guard will start giving shots at Six Flags in Gurnee beginning the first weekend in June. Pritzker says he hopes this incentivizes families to get vaccinated, especially now that the Pfizer vaccine has been approved for 12 to 15-year-olds.
Summer is here. Families want to get out and do something, may not be able to afford to do it here. Six Flags has made this affordable for people, and we've made the vaccinations, you know, so available. They show up here. You can get vaccinated, get into the park with a free ticket.
The tickets, a $4 million donation from Six Flags, are redeemable at its two Illinois theme parks in Gurnee and Rockford. The University of Illinois' new solar farm outside of Savoy is entering its final phase of construction, but it's already been producing electricity for more than 3 months. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
The solar farm covers enough land for 40 football fields, says Morgan White with facility and services at the U of I Urbana campus. That's more than twice the size of the university's first solar farm, which opened in 2015. White says Solar Farm 2.0 can generate nearly three times the electricity of the first facility using solar panels that shift position to follow the sun.
And then at one point, they're actually level, horizontal to the ground as the sun passes over, you know, the midday.
The final phase of construction at the new solar farm includes the planting of native vegetation to attract pollinating insects and other animals. White says they hope the vegetation will also keep temperatures down at the facility and help the solar panels operate more efficiently. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
With the Pfizer vaccine now available to people as young as 12 years old, with parental consent required for those under 18, several vaccine clinics in Champaign County are offering that vaccine. They include a clinic at the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District office on Kenyon Road in Champaign. Walk-ins are welcome today from 8:30 to 3. Champaign County reported 21 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. There are 285 active cases in the county, down slightly from yesterday, with 11 currently hospitalized. More than 43% of eligible Champaign County residents have been vaccinated against the virus. That number is down slightly from Wednesday due to the addition of 12 to 15-year-olds to the eligible group. Still to come, we'll spend a morning with the Illini rowing team out on Clinton Lake in DeWitt County. That story from Illinois Newsroom student reporter Amanda Brennan is coming up next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. For 64 University of Illinois students on the Illini rowing team, mornings start before dawn and out on the water. Illinois Newsroom student reporter Amanda Brennan spent a morning with the team at Clinton Lake in DeWitt County. And for these student athletes, it's been a full season, even during the COVID-19 pandemic.
On a Wednesday in early May, 11 cars pull up to the undergraduate library on the University of Illinois campus in the pitch black at 4:50 in the morning. For the crew members, this is just part of their daily routine. The team captains check Safer Illinois apps to make sure that everyone has had a recent negative COVID test.
Hi, Danny. Awesome. Whose car are you in?
Lucas.
Awesome.
Then, the cars leave for what some describe as Narnia, that magical place with tall trees and mythical creatures. Clinton Lake is about 45 minutes west of campus in DeWitt County. It's a man-made cooling lake for a nearby power plant. The team has 9 miles of rowable water nearly year-round. Cheyenne Peterson and Vaughn Parker are team captains. Parker says he'd understand if going to a lake near a power plant may be unappealing.
Which sounds bad and dingy. I'm like, uh-oh, am I going to grow 11 toes by going to that lake? You know, but no. It's a really, really unique place. It's breathtaking. And you can see the sunrise over the water in the mornings. And it's just a beautiful experience.
Sophia Ebel is a member of the team.
It's very much a team sport where you are going out in boats and each person has one or two oars, depending on the kind of boat. But you almost always have multiple people in the same boat.
Getting up nice and tall. Yeah. Down and away. That's all good.
Michael Saravo is the head coach. He has only been with the team for a few months. He brings years of experience from overseas in the UK.
I say this to my athletes, I am an obsessive. Like, I love rowing and I just want to make their experience the best.
He wants to create a positive and collaborative environment for the team members.
And it's a we, not an I, though we're Illinois.
Because of COVID-19, athletes around the world have had their seasons canceled or postponed this year. At first, Illini Rowing was not sure if they would have a season either. They submitted a 5-page document to the university detailing the precautions they plan to take. Their season was then approved.
But here, there's a lot to take into account. So masks on in the cars always. No one sits in the middle seat, which reduces our capacity a lot.
In the boats, masks are now optional since over 50% of the team is fully vaccinated. Most of the boats are 60 feet long. That's the same length as a bowling lane. Even though the athletes sit far apart, their seats move forwards and backwards. They only take off masks if the people around them are comfortable with it.
Like, my boat specifically is like 100% vaccinated, so I feel very safe, like recently especially.
This year, the team is nearly undefeated. Coach Saravo and the team want this winning culture to continue.
Well, ultimately, I serve you as the athletes. So what do you want to do? And they said, we want to win and we want to perform. Okay, that's what we'll do then.
The team usually ends the school year competing in a national race. This year, they will compete in an informal version of the race at the end of May. Until then, they say they're just happy to be on the water. It's a bit of normalcy during a stressful year. I'm Amanda Brennan, Illinois Newsroom.
And find some photos of the Illini rowing team on Clinton Lake at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have partly cloudy skies today with a high of 70 degrees. That's all for today. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Jim Meadows, and Amanda Brennan. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.